My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Hey folks, Dan Frey here with your closing bell for August 27th, 2024. So I think we're seeing the calm before the storm. What do I mean? Well, the markets are basically just flatlined. Mortgage rates didn't move. If you go to the broad indices, we have the Dow Jones up 9. S&P up 9, NASDAQ up 29. There's basically no movement right now. Could be basically NVIDIA's earnings coming out tomorrow, because when it comes to rates, we know rates are coming down. We had even yet another Fed official coming out. And where is it over through here? I'll show it to you. There's yet another Fed official came out and said, yep, Federal Reserve is going to reduce rates and they're going to continue on that path all the way through 2025. So we're going to get to that in 1 second, but I want to show you just a couple things in regards to the headlines through here. First thing on this part is home prices hit yet another record high, and people are just like, I don't know. You still have people out there saying the market's crashing. Some markets are having a pullback, but overall the markets are pretty healthy right now, folks. I hate to say it that way. Now, what I want to talk about next is there was a caption on Yahoo Finance that was right here. And you can see it right through there, and it was just posted today. You can see that right through over here. So the caption was, should you buy a house? How to know if you're ready? Well, you can also say, how do you know when you're not ready? So I probably do at least 10 consultations a day. And most of the time when people ask me or specific questions, I actually did a ChatGPT on that. And it nailed it right on the button. So here's the most common questions that people ask me when they're buying their first house. So it's, how much can I afford? What type of loan should I get? How much do I need as a down payment? And what do I do next? Well, let's compare that to what Yahoo has to say over here. Should you buy a house? How to know if you're ready? Well, let's go down through this. And I'm probably right on the bandwagon with this thing. It says, I don't think everybody should be buying a house. I'm contrarian to a lot of people. Like, you watch a lot of the crash videos, and they'll just tell you, you know, you'd be an idiot to buy. Well, I'm not telling you're an idiot to buy. I'm not telling you're an idiot if you don't buy. I'm just saying, are you ready? So here's what Yahoo Finance comes out with. And they said this, you're yearning for stability. Well, I'll put in a caption in there. It says, if you're ready to settle in a town, neighborhood. I just had a young man call me today and he likes to play the saxophone. Believe it or not, the saxophone. You imagine having a neighbor playing the saxophone next to you? Well, now he's saying, I basically have to buy a new house or my own house because my landlord and my tenants are pretty ticked off at me because I'm making a lot of noise. Well, he's referenced that as music, but a lot of people think of that as noise. So that's kind of that part of it. Is your job steady? Are you in an industry? Are you seasonal? Are you confident that you're going to have your job maybe in a year or two from now? A lot of people are going to say, Dan, you know, nobody ever knows for sure. Well, you kind of know if the writing's on the wall. So is your job secure? Now, probably one of the biggest pieces of this component is, are you comfortable with the payment? And when I talk about that, I'm talking about the payment today. Not if you could potentially refinance in the future. Can you afford it today? And if you can, well, then it might get a little cheaper for you down the road. But again, it might not. You might be able to refinance at a lower rate, but your taxes might go up a little bit. Your homeowner's insurance might go up a little bit. So those are all the pieces of the puzzle that come in to be a part of your mortgage payment. So you have to think of all these. Do you need to move? Well, that saxophonist, he maybe wanted to move, but then it got to the point where he needed to move. So that's that piece of it. And then do you have enough in savings? Okay. So when you're talking about buying your first house, it's not, you know, I got enough for the down payment. Okay. Well, now it's, do you have enough for down payment and closing costs? Well, as of just recently, you might need the down payment, the closing costs, and even now to pay your realtor. Do you have all those fees? Maybe, kind of, sort of. That's what we're here for. Okay. So you can kick these ideas past us. We can do a consultation with you and walk you through some of these things. Okay. So that's that part of that equation, and you have good credit. Okay. So that should be basically a self thing. If your credit scores are in the 500, low 500s, and you're struggling and have a bunch of debt, focus on that first. Okay, get your finances in line and then maybe possibly look at the leap. Signs you shouldn't be ready. You plan on making a lot of changes. You're going to move. You don't like, you know, you're transient. You sit in a place and then you get bored after a while and then you start moving. You don't like home projects. Well, I just had this week, I had to put a cabinet together in one of my rooms. I didn't have to do it, but we needed a new belt on our dryer. I had a pinhole leak down in my basement that I had to fix. And yeah, I fixed it. But these are things, if you don't like any of these, they can get really costly. Okay, so that's that. You have a lot of debt. Well, if you have a lot of debt and you have a lot of credit card debt, the interest rates on those are probably crazy. It's probably 18 to 20%. Please try to get rid of those, because if you just continue to make the monthly payment on a monthly basis, you're going to be paying on those for years and years and years. And then lack of job security, that should be a given. If you're on the bubble, you might be losing your job. Please don't look at buying a house. Please get your finances in check, and your monthly cash flow is stretched to the max already. Again, if you can't budget it, you know, it's different from getting evicted from a apartment. It's a lot different than getting foreclosed on. So you don't want that to happen. You can't find a house that you want. And the list goes on and on and on. So it's very typical to these equations here. Let me go down through here real quick. How much can you afford? Well, we have a calculator down below, and it's by far one of the best ones out there. It does cost you, I think, like $15 or something. It does everything and possibly could walk your dog if you put it in ChatGPT, possibly. No, that was a joke. So, but, you know, we have a calculator down there to help you navigate that environment. What type of mortgage should you get? Well, there's basically conventional loans, and then there's government backed loans. If you don't know the answer to that question, that's another reason why you need our assistance. How much do you need for a down payment? Most first-time homebuyers, you might not realize this, many people still think you need 10 or 20% down. You can get away between 3 and 3.5% of your down payment. What's the next steps? Call us. Because if you have these questions, you're going to have that much more. So I'll give you all my information at the end of this video so you can reach out to me and get some help. So what I do want to do right now is, here's a former Fed official. They're coming out of the woodworks. If you go down through here, there's one through here. Consumer confidence was good. We had this former Fed official. If you go through some more of the context over here, another former Fed official. They're all coming out and kind of saying the same thing. What is it? Well, listen to it and let's figure that out. Take it over.
Because joining us is a new CNBC contributor, Loretta Mester, who was, of course, the Cleveland Fed president until very recently, and she's now the adjunct professor of finance at the Wharton School. First and foremost, thanks so much for joining us, and congrats on a great run at the Cleveland Fed.
Thank you very much. It's great to be with you.
And I guess by having you now on the other side, you're going to be unbelievably open and tell us exactly how everyone votes. Yeah. Well, I mean, The headline point, of course, is expectations for what's about to happen. The market is basically certain of some kind of rate cut. Do you think 25 basis points looks the most likely, or is 50 quite seriously on the table?
Well, I think Jay Powell made it very clear at his Jackson Hole remarks, and even in the last press conference in my read, that the Fed is going to be moving rates down in September. He was very wise not to lock himself into a particular number, like whether it would be 25 or 50. And he was very wise, I think, not to signal where the stopping point will be, because frankly, we don't know where the stopping point is going to be. The economy is going to tell us. But if you think about what the Fed has been doing and how it usually reacts, I mean, it wants to be doing this sort of very deliberately. So in my read, that would be 25 basis points, and a series of 25 basis points would be appropriate at this point, given where the economy is, and importantly, where the FOMC likely thinks the economy is going. But of course, it's going to leave itself open that if the economy surprises us and does something not expected, it'll be well placed to be able to respond either by going faster than that 25 basis point pace baseline, or, you know, having to pause if something happens and inflation doesn't move down, you know, continue to move down to 2%. So the key here is keeping itself and keeping monetary policy well placed to respond no matter how the economy moves. And I think the 25 basis point pace does that for them.
How do your former colleagues think about a 50 basis point cut compared to 25? I know doing something outside of a meeting, which amazingly enough, was mentioned over the last couple of months, would be a wildly big step. Is 50 versus 25 only an incremental step for the members to vote for, given that, as you're sort of suggesting, maybe they would have been planning to do two 25s in a row anyway? Is it quite easy to get to doing a 50 cut, or is it very, very rare and something they'll try and avoid?
Well, I think, you know, different policymakers will have different views of that, and I'm sure different FOMC members will have different views. But I think that the issue with doing 50 versus 25 is, what are you signaling to the markets? What are you signaling to the public? And a 50, to me, to start out with, would signal that they think they're a little bit behind the curve. And I'm not sure that I would think that if I were an FOMC member today. I don't think they're behind the curve. I think they're trying to be very deliberate in making sure that inflation was, they were confident was going to get down to 2% before they started, because they know that then they can go, you know, very methodically towards where they need to get to in terms of making sure that policy is well calibrated. I don't think that we can say now that 50 is out of the ballpark, because there's some data coming out that maybe will sway them one way or the other. But the danger of doing a 50 out of the box, in my view, is it signals, one, you know, that maybe they're behind the curve, which may reduce some credibility there, but also may build in the market even going further with how much they think the Fed's going to be cutting, which may not be where the Fed thinks it's going.
So she basically just said, kind of repeated what my tune is right now. I think they're going to do quarter cuts through the end of the year. They're not going to do a 50 basis point cut because it's basically going to signal, oh boy, there's more problems than we think. And I don't think they need more volatility in the market as it is than we're seeing right now. So she basically nailed it right on the tee. So that's what we're going to see. If you guys are out there and you're thinking, okay, I'm going to wait for that September rate cut before I apply for a mortgage or look at doing some, you know, something, please, guys, it doesn't work that way. Watch my videos more and more on a daily basis. You'll understand how the Federal Reserve's role is when it comes to interest rates and everything else. So thank you so much for that. There was a piece of a puzzle that came out today, and I found this intriguing. I just want to let you guys know it might fly under the radar on mainstream media. Well, this is on CNBC. Mark Zuckerberg says the White House pressured Meta to censor COVID-19 content. Remember the big ruckus on that? So is the government hiding something on it? Why I brought this up is I just thought it was intriguing how they keep saying, well, the White House, they met with the Facebook of 500 times, but they really never talked about anything or done anything. So is there something more to that than meets the eye? Just a thought out there. So that's it. I have, if you want to check out my main videos, and here's one thing I want you to do, if you would. Many of the Crash Brothers, they come out, or Crash people come out, and they turn their tune over the last 2-3 years because they weren't making enough money selling homes and they weren't making enough money doing whatever else they did. So they figured they would switch their agenda on YouTube to Crash videos, and they're making a lot of money. I want to show you guys on my videos. Here it is. Here's my channel. I have over 3,000 videos. You can always go back even to the longest ones back there. My whole goal here is just to educate and inform you guys, not pump anything, not tell you you have to buy a house or anything, just to help educate you from things like how HARP, you can do a HARP refinance back during the crash, what an FHA loan, difference between FHA streamlines, and everything else. So I have over 3,000 videos in my YouTube channel. Check them out. I think you're going to find, basically, put it this way, you're going to learn a heck of a lot more about real estate from my channel than watching anything else. So thanks so much for watching, guys. Please make sure you're a subscriber of that. But if you want to find more about me and my team, what do I do? How do I do things? Guys, I'm a loan officer. I work at ServBank. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. So no matter where you live, if you're looking to buy or refinance, I may be able to help you out. So check out the rate update, our website right through here. And if you want to reach out to us to talk about things or maybe email me, you can do that right down through here. You can call us at 844-775-5626, or you can email me directly. Yes, it will be me answering at dan@therateupdate.com. So thanks so much for watching, guys. If you haven't subscribed yet, please do so right over there if you don't mind. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Bye-bye.